Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Monday, 29th of May, and windy morning here in Auroville, already on 31 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect periods of clouds and sunshine, and over the night considerable cloudiness, with a chance of thunderstorm of 24%. Temperatures from low of 29 to high of 40 with heat index of 45 degrees Celsius. Winds from southwest at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 18 km per hour. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 16%. 27th of May, it's behind us, and Resident Assembly Service shares with us results of Resident Assembly decision-making process on TDC restructurings, and they are saying that totally 243 registered residents have participated in the online and manual voting. The quorum has been reached. So, out of total 243 voters, 196 voted in support of the restructure proposal, while 47 voted against it. Which means that 81% of 243 voters approve proposed restructure of town planning in Auroville. The voting process conducted by Resident Assembly Service ended at 2 p.m. on May 27 and gave voters the chance to vote either online or on paper. And that was a new way of organizing the Town Development Council / Lavenir, and it has a set of planning principles to guide the way that we plan and terms of reference to help planners work. The Resident Assembly will shift to low power mode in the month of June. That means that during the period between 1st to July 3rd, most of the members of the team will be less available than usual, but you can still mail them on rustservice@orville.org. And on 22nd of May, member of Resident Assembly Service Inge Rieck announced her resignation from the service to pursue other projects within the community. Inge did a great job in the Resident Assembly Service and brought many talents and skills to the group. All of them on the team have greatly appreciated the effort she put into the evolution of the service and the awareness she brought to the work. But they are also all looking forward to seeing her where her mission will take her next. And when we are talking about the resignation, also Stephanie resigned from FMC on May 12th, and there's a possibility for an interim member. According to the current selection process, the FMC must wait until the next selection process, October-November, before selecting a new member, but may or may not appoint an interim member without decision-making powers for the interim period. And here are some announcements. The United Nations has declared International Yoga Day on 21st of June. So, AVSRC and YouthLink have offered to help facilitate a community event in Auroville. So, they would like to invite you for a meeting to hear what your ideas are on Sunday, 4th of June, morning at 9 a.m. at Solar Kitchen upstairs. And since the holidays are in full swing, we're almost in half, we have some announcements connected with that. The Matri Mandir team informs us that Matri Mandir will be closed for visitors for urgent renovation and repair work from between 5th of June to 5th of July. And Matri Mandir reopens for visitors concentration on 6th of July. The booking service by phone, email and visitor center booking office will remain closed from 4th of June until 4th of July. Booking for concentration reopens on 5th of July. The visitor center and Matri Mandir viewing point will remain open as usual from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sundays between 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. only. For Aurovillians, concentration Matri Mandir will be open from 6 to 8 a.m. and from 5:30 to 8 p.m. only. However, you should note that you might encounter scaffolding and maintenance equipment on your way to the inner chamber. They regret very much for the inconvenience caused. The visitor center, cafeteria and the Dosa corner will be closed from today, 29th of May, until Friday, 2nd of June, included for a well-deserved break and some maintenance work. The Darkali fitness track is closed from 29th of May until 3rd of June, which is this week. Natural Mount Garden will be closed from yesterday, Sunday 28th, for summer renovation, and they will keep us posted about the reopening. Also, Tanto in Auroville Main Road will be closed from today, 29th of May, till further notice. Their 10-year-old oven needs to be redone, but Tanto ECR will stay open during all this period and they can offer you a delivery to your home. Aso La Piscina will be closed for the team's annual tour from Thursday, June 1st, and the pool will close early on the evening on Wednesday, May 31st at 6 p.m. so that they can get an early start. They will reopen on Monday, June 5th at noon. BCC would like to remind all of executive and managers of eateries, restaurants in Oroville to share your turnover figures starting from April 2017 with Ursula, the BCC coordinator at Financial Service. FAMC also informs us that for the consolidation of the annual accounts of the Oroville Foundation, all balance sheets of trust need to be submitted by 13th of June 2017 without fail. These balance sheets should reflect the new depreciation method as was intimated last year. Last year, there was undue delay in the consolidation of the annual accounts, which reflected badly on Oroville as a whole, as CAG had to wait for the approved balance sheets. This year, in order not to have problems with CAG, we need to be prepared for the audit. They're asking you to respect the deadline in submitting balance sheets of trust. If any unit of trust has problems in submitting the balance sheets by the stipulated time limit, it must be communicated immediately to the trustees or trust auditor before the submission date. Solar Kitchen also announced new prices effective from 1st of June 2017. And the lunch individuals would be monthly 1,730, for students 1,600. Individuals lunch will be 105 rupees and for children 60 rupees per day. For guests, lunch is worth at 220 rupees and Sunday lunch 160 rupees. Children will pay for Sunday lunch 90 rupees and guests 230 rupees. Contribution for dinners, individually monthly it's 1730, daily 105 rupees and for guests 200 rupees. The Oroville Library of Things is now ready to serve the community, and through the generosity of a number of Orovillians and few other donors, there are numbers of items available to borrow. They also encourage you to donate things, particularly home tools, toys, game, kitchenware, utensils, and camping gear. There is no fee for borrowing items, however, a security deposit will be required. And because of the heat wave, the Oroville Library of Things will be open only in the mornings from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. from Monday to Saturday and is located in a container opposite of the PTDC at Solar Kitchen. In the past 6 years, Oroville Consulting has organized and hosted more than 100 workshops and retreats, training over 3,000 participants. With the growth in the number of programs, they are now planning a campus in Oroville that can host students, researchers, and faculty members. They are collaborating with local and international experts of bioclimatic architecture in designing their campus at Pony Farm, which will result in a white paper for the benefit of other campuses in tropical climate zones. You can contact them at info@orovilleconsulting.com to learn more or to collaborate with them on this project. And regarding our health, we have a free screening for women at PIMS, which is part of their social welfare scheme, providing free screening for women over 40. As part of supporting welfare initiatives, they have initiated a program in which women above the age of 40 years will be screened for breast and cervical cancer detection free of cost. The program includes the following: free consultation, health screening, free mammography, free pap smear, and free fine needle aspiration cytology on consent only. So to know the detail about this program, you can contact Mr. Vinet Vijayan on 265-1305 or you can write to him vijayan@gmail.com. Oroville Fashion Studio 2017 applications are now open. And Oroville Fashion Studio is a school in Oroville. The studio is now inviting applicants for its one-year fashion training course, Principles of Fashion. You can reach them at Facebook page or at oroville.formstack.com/form/fashion_studio. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, tonight at 8 p.m. they will screen Indian drama Time, made in India in 2003 and directed by M.S. Satyu. Tomorrow we can see documentary Music, The Flamenco Clan, made in Germany in 2004 and directed by Michael Miert. On Wednesday, cultural documentary The Sound of Rio, Brasileirinho, made in Brazil in 2007 by director Mika Kurismaki. Don Miguel Ruiz wrote, "The heart is in direct communion with the human soul, and when the heart speaks, even with the resistance of the head, something inside you changes. Your heart opens another heart, and true love is possible." Thank you for listening us, and you can reach us on orgradio.org.